As the wind whispers mysteriously through the great mountains toward the Himalayas, a strange group of people are led by an old and wise Tibetan guide through remote and twisting mountain passages.
All right, everybody, take five.
Commissioner.
Yes.
You didn't stop for a while.
Can we ride?
No, it's such a rest break.
Just helping you.
Yes.
Do you think there really is such a place called Shangri-La? What was that?
It was an old Tibetan guide. He's carrying a gong.
Oh. What was I saying?
You asked if I thought there really was a place called Shangri-La.
Yes. Do you?
No, I don't, Commissioner, but Daryl Frantic seems to think so.
Of all the places in the world that should have already started moving warrior, why Shangri-La?
Tibetan labor is very cheap.
Oh, and that's why he has chosen...
Commissioner, let's call it something else because I'm getting a terrible headache.
Fine. Suppose we would refer to it as Philadelphia.
All right, everybody. Up, stay together.
And so, once again, Daryl Fannick's company of players resumed their trek through the remote and jagged rocks of the immense mountain passages until several days later.
Who's helping you?
Yes, Commissioner.
How far is it to the top of the mountain?
I'll find out. Winged Warrior.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
How far is it to the top of this mountain?
Gee, I hope you and the Commissioner aren't getting tired of pulling the wagon, Miss Helfinger.
No, just ask.
Adele?
Yes, Winged Warrior.
Would you ask Mr. Frantic to ask the guide how far it is to the top of the mountain?
Gosh, Winged Warrior, I'd really love to, except Mr. Frantic fell asleep.
Oh?
I think it was the rough motion of the wagon.
Oh.
However, since I just flown to Benton, I could ask it myself.
Okay.
Come on, back to Benton, guys. There's two waiting to Benton.
Oh, hello.
Oh, good. A fuss of folia each you may.
A fuss of folia each you may, oh boy.
Oh, really?
What did he say?
He said as soon as he figures out where he lost the trail, and let us know.
Wow. So our hero group finds themselves lost high in the mountains of Philadelphia, a bleak, hostile land that's closed on Sunday.